Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
It is time. Good morning. It's 8:02, and it's Thursday, right?
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Thursday, which means it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Kane 2.0.
That's what I'm calling you, dude. Because your dad is Kane, so you're 2.0. Yeah.
I am the spitting image, so...
Oh, my gosh. Don't even look at me with those eyes. I see your dad every time I look at you, which is not a bad thing. I don't know if he's listening. Sorry, babe.
I didn't mean
it to sound like it's a bad thing. When you say they, are you talking about our new friend?
Yes. Him and his new friend are there.
Oh, no. That means that the new friend has heard me say in ridiculous things. How embarrassing. All right. So how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm actually awake this time. You know, last time I was here, I wasn't super awake.
You were flying in the door last time.
No, last time I was sleeping.
I had to wake you. Although I did find were we out of town?
For what?
No, I was out of town. Oh. I was out of town a couple weeks ago, and you overslept church.
Oh,
band practice because
my phone died. My phone alarm didn't go off
because your phone was dead. I have been awakened. Oh no, Mr. Kane is texting. We're listening.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no, I can't say anything inappropriate. Not that I would.
Not that you can.
I don't want to get fired. No, I was laughing about the fact that you, your dad had to go to your house.
What was really funny to me was the fact that he was banging on the door and not the fact that, he didn't just grab the key that y'all have and open the door and come wake me up.
I don't even know where that key is. I'd have to look for it. I don't know where the key is. Anyway, so, I try to have a topic for you guys when y'all are here.
Yeah.
Because normally when Cater's here, we just gab about whatever.
Yeah.
I might start with a topic, but Dave Cater is much more of a just talk about whatever.
He will
kind of
just kind of talk about stuff. And I'm not great for spontaneous conversation.
No. You and your dad both. Y'all
both
need
very
some
directed.
Direction. Yeah. Yes. So I saw the other day, and I think I may have aired this on the Daily Dust the other day. I don't remember. But it was during a recent interview that Jerry Seinfeld said that the movie business is over. And I was like, what? He said, film doesn't occupy the pinnacle in the social cultural hierarchy that it did for most of our lives. Which is not necessarily wrong.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, it's not.
But it's not like... incorrect. Film is in a much different place than it was.
Yes. I mean, but
20 years ago.
We use social media quite a bit more.
Yeah.
And going to the movie theater when it's so easy to watch it at home or on your phone.
I think the last time I went to the movie theater was when we saw the ninth Star Wars movie.
No, didn't you go see Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody with
us? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
And the Beatles one.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, we did.
No, maybe you went with your dad.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, are you talking about yesterday?
Yes, that
one. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember going to the theater, but
anyway.
Yeah. We've actually gone to the movie, although Bohemian Rhapsody came out several years ago.
Yes.
Dad and I have gone to the movies,
yeah.
And your sister and
she
I
goes,
saw Barbie.
Yeah.
She loves movies.
Yeah, I'm not a movie guy.
No, but I do remember us going to Star Wars
probably related to the topic at hand that...
Yeah, okay, so
film
here's
is kind of on its way out.
Even if movies aren't much of a, you know, quote-unquote thing anymore, old movies still kind of are. And the reason I say that, there's a thread on Reddit that says, what's a movie you've watched more than five times?
Lord of the Rings.
Really? I can't watch that because the moment I think about orcs, I smell bad things.
Yeah, no, we watched the extended cut, like all 14 hours of it.
You say we? Do you mean me and my roommates? Your old roommates?
Yes, me and my old roommates.
Okay,
because they love Lord of the Rings
more than five times, only because every holiday. When we're sitting around and there's nothing to do because, yeah. you know, like it's a holiday or it's snowing or whatever, the Harry Potter yeah. series is on. And I have watched all of those way
multiple
more
times,
than five
yeah.
times each. But the list that I found, I have also watched Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Jane Austen movies way more than five times. Pretty Woman, you know.
I'm sure
those...
I've seen some of the Hallmark movies more than five times.
Oh, I know your dad has, especially if it has Lacey Chabert in it. He loves her and her little overbite. Anyway, stop trying to make fetch happen. So fetch. Anyway, so this is the list of the answers on Reddit of. Movies you've watched more than five times. Back to the Future, The Princess Bride, Shaun of the Dead. I've never seen The Princess Bride all the way through or Shaun of the Dead. So
yeah.
I guess I'm not in the... Anyway, The Mummy. Have you ever seen The Mummy?
Yes, with Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's a really good movie. I do like that movie.
He's one of the greatest actors of all time.
I know. he is. Pulp Fiction.
The internet loves him.
I've only seen Pulp Fiction all
I've
the way
I've seen Pulp
through
Fiction
once. Because it's a little
It's very
intense.
Intense.
Yeah, it's really intense. I can't watch that more than once. Have you ever seen Gladiator?
I don't think that I have.
I have never seen it. I've made jokes Who's about it. Russell Crowe.
I know. I can picture the poster in my head.
Yeah. Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
But I've never
yeah,
seen it.
I don't
it.
Know that I've seen the movie.
Okay. Die Hard.
Of course.
That's
a Christmas movie. Changed my mind.
It is a Christmas movie. Other people will say it's not. It is. Even Bruce Willis says it's not a Christmas movie. Insert expletive there
yeah.
because it is a Christmas movie. I'm sorry, there's Christmas trees and Christmas music. It's a Christmas movie. I don't like to necessarily watch tons of Christmas movies at Christmas, but I'll watch
yeah,
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Ghostbusters. Have you ever seen the original
Ghostbusters?
Yes,
I've seen the original Ghostbusters.
Okay.
I actually haven't seen the remake.
I haven't seen any of the sequels or remakes.
You haven't seen Ghostbusters 2? Even I've seen Ghostbusters 2.
I think so.
Which, I don't remember wait, anything which, about it.
I don't know.
but
is
I've seen it.
That's not the Marshmallow.
No, the Marshmallow Man's the first one.
Then no, probably not. I don't know. I'll play Ghostbusters for you on the radio. let's see. What about Goodfellas? Have you ever seen Goodfellas? It's a gangster
I've
movie.
Seen a lot of clips of Goodfellas,
yeah,
but
I've
I don't know that I've ever
it.
Watched it all the way through.
I'm not. I am much more of a The Untouchables. Sean Connery,
yeah.
Kevin Costner. I like that version of, you know, gangster movies. Aliens or Alien.
Scary movies aren't my cup of tea, so though I have
hell.
Seen the Aliens before.
Okay, so Alien,
I don't like to watch
the
them.
First movie
yeah.
with Sigourney Weaver in the OG one. Saw it in the movie theater.
Ooh.
Oh, it was... like, it's that whole shifting in your seat kind of thing, because it was terrifying.
I can only imagine.
We'd never seen anything like
yeah.
it. When that came out, it was very unique and absolutely terrifying. And then the second one came out.
And it was
like, no, how could this get any worse? Because they put a little girl in it.
Yeah.
And then it just gets worse from there. I mean, it just kept getting worse and worse. So I stopped watching them
yeah.
after the third one. I was like, I can't watch
can't
it, anymore.
It anymore.
I
yeah.
can't. It makes my stomach hurt.
No.
But you, when you were little, I think you guys were like three. We took you to Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a traumatic experience
it was.
that you almost didn't recover from. And
yeah.
up until, you know, I don't not that long ago... You would not go to sleep without the closet door shut.
You say not that long ago. I've slept without the closet door shut
I
since
know,
like
since high school.
Since well
still.
Before. Because
you
I
never
was in high
closed
school.
Your
yeah.
closet in high school. I
no.
guarantee that. But I mean, like, you would not. You also wouldn't sleep between the sheets because there was a scorpion in your bed one time when you were little.
Yes, I feel like that's a little more reasonable.
Well, not really. We don't have scorpions here. You can sleep between the sheets.
Yeah.
But anyway, your generation likes a fitted sheet and a blanket. Y'all are weird. I like the coolness of sleeping between the sheets.
Nah.
That's what the scorpion was attracted to, was the coolness of the sheets, because they like cool places.
Cool, dark places. Yeah.
If you don't know anything about scorpions, you don't want to know anything about scorpions.
Yeah, you just stay that way.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. What else? What else have you watched a bunch of times?
That's a good question. Like I said,
I'm not, Hallmark movies?
I've seen not on purpose.
Oh.
I don't watch them to watch them. I watch them because they are on in the living room when I'm there.
Oh, at my house?
Yes.
Oh, that's your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad loves a good, clean, wholesome Hallmark movie.
Movies I've watched a couple times. I don't know. I'm not a movie guy.
I have seen the miniseries Lonesome Dove probably 30 times.
Yeah.
And I still have it on VHS. And I still have the
Do you even have a VHS player?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I think there's one somewhere.
Maybe in the basement. I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think. Now, movies I've seen a couple times. There's not a whole bunch of them. I don't watch a lot of movies.
I've seen the original Wuthering Heights multiple times.
We watched that in high school.
The one with...
I think the black and white one?
Laurence Olivier and... Meryl Oberon.
Was it black and white?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean...
And it was just as hard to understand as the book.
The book does jump around
a lot. The book was like reading stream of consciousness.
Well, it was a Bronte sister, so, you know. But I've also seen Jane Eyre in multiple...
I have not seen that, yeah.
The newest one is actually probably... the best, because, you know, it's a little bit more, I don't know. Anyway, I like period movies, and your dad does not.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I should preface all of this conversation with the fact that I have seen the first three Star Wars movies in theaters all at the same time, like watching it straight through.
Watch them consecutively.
Before you could watch them at home. We were watching them
in theaters.
In the movie theater. I was in college, and I was dating a big old nerd, and we went and sat in the movie theater. And by the time all three were done, we were like, this is the worst idea we've ever had.
Go
so
figure.
When I see
7 hours
people,
of movies.
Okay, so there's some company that was paying people to watch all nine?
Yeah.
All the way through?
That's like 23 hours.
It's way too many hours. I would need to be... No. You would have to give me an IV and, you know...
Yeah.
A shot of B12
a break every three
to
movies.
Keep me awake
what about
for
the,
that.
What about the... what's the word? The spinoffs. That's for lack of a better term.
Oh,
what about the side movies?
I don't know. I like the side movies.
I haven't seen
better
most of them.
Than the first this. Three. Like the only thing I like about the, you know, like not the 1970s.
But
the
one,
Hayden
two, three.
Christensen ones, and I only like Keira Knightley.
The prequels,
or is it? Yeah, it's Keira Knightley, right?
Yeah,
I only like Keira Knightley. I don't like anybody else.
Jar Jar Binks
in those.
Is the best character in the world.
I'm not a huge fan of that version of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Hayden Christensen
creeps
me
out.
I don't know. He's all right. That wasn't my favorite. My favorite was, you know, the OG Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
But that's because I was a kid when that came out.
Yeah.
I was in like fourth or fifth grade when the first one came out. Okay. So I got a text message. Oh my gosh. So, Cater says he misses us. But he said, I just took my granddaughter to Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It was good. Okay, well, maybe I'll have to watch it.
Is that a new one?
Yes.
I have not heard a single thing about it.
No.
Oops.
I
live under a rock.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't consume
You live
film
under
media.
A Reddit rock. We should call you Scorpion.
Yeah, no. No, I don't hear a lot about movies or TV shows.
I'm sorry. a joke and you didn't even laugh.
Don't call me Scorpion.
Oh, but come on. We could call
memory.
You the Scorpion King.
No, oh,
then
gosh.
It would sound scary.
I'm not Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, but he wasn't the Scorpion.
I know.
He was just in the movie. He was so good in those. I don't remember the name of the actress who played his wife, but she's awesome.
You.
I love her.
He's the only person I care about in husbands.
Brendan Fraser. Like, he got canceled without even doing anything to get canceled for.
Yeah, they brought him back.
I don't understand why he went away, though.
Movie studios.
They're the worst.
The internet threw a fit the last couple of years and was like,
yes.
Hey, we like Brendan.
We love him.
Bring Brendan back.
He's such a nice person.
And I'm pretty sure he was like, really thankful for all the support. So
he's just very humble.
Yeah.
So unlike some of the people that you see,
I don't like some of the films.
Other movies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just the worst. Although I did see, have you seen the trailer for Wolverine and Deadpool? And Wolverine, whatever it's called.
No, I saw the teaser.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that
the trailer came out three years ago.
Yeah. The whole trailer's out. I watched it.
I'll have to watch it when I get home.
Yeah. You can watch that on your phone, dude.
I'm not watching it here.
Is your phone dead again?
No.
Why can't you watch it here?
We're on the radio.
I didn't mean right this second. This is how it sounds at our house,
by the way.
Just in case you were wondering what kind of relationship Audra Kane has with her children, it's this kind of relationship. I love you.